This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, Baruch Hamabim. We're continuing in Mishmaros Daf Shavuah. Yesterday we began Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, where the Mechaber said, Bate Kinesios, Bate Midrashois, we're not Noyeg, Kalos Roish, Schoik, Hitol, Sicha Batela. We began reading the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. Mishnah Berurah said, even Sichas Chulin Letzarech Parnasa, that ordinarily is permitted, is Aser in the Beis HaKnesses. We brought from the Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan that perhaps you could be Samech on the Ramban. Also, the Rav Shlomo Zalman brought a leniency about speaking Sicha Batela of Letzarech Parnasa. We mentioned the Shaar Tzion does not allow that. But especially Sicha Betela Lagamri, that's something you should always refrain from, certainly in the Shul. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Zayar and Bayakel that speaks at great lengths about this Isser. Also, certainly to be careful from Dvarim Asurim, and there's no comparison to someone who sins privately to sitting in the palace of the king. The Dirshu in number 5 brings from the it seems like he's quoting the Magid Mishnah. Okay. That since people go into shul on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to speak about things of Tzarech Beis HaKnesses. That somebody who speaks, especially on Shabbos, extraneous matters in the shul, it's like your Mechalo Shabbos, and the two malachim that are Mamuna on Shabbos, put their hands on your head and they say, Oy leploini she'en lechek b'olam haba. Also the Kaf HaChayim brings the Hashras HaShechina that is Shoira in the Beis HaKnesses on Shabbos is Einoi Doima to the Hashras HaShechina b'choel. So on Shabbos one needs to be more careful about not speaking Dvarim B'Telem in the shul than during the week even, because the Hashras HaShechina that's present in the shul on Shabbos is more intense even than during the week. The Kav HaYashar says that people are not careful from conversing in a shul argoyrim that the Shechina should leave Klal Yisrael. And in our many sins, many shuls have been destroyed because of that. The Mishnah Berurah brings it later on. The Yaroy Stavash of Yonasan Ibishit says there are many shuls in Prague that they were the most beautiful in the world and they were destroyed. And Rav Yonasan says the least suffix, it's because people spoke, again, not just during davening, in general. What about to bring children before the age of chinuch to shul? The Mishnah Berurah already brought from the Shla that you should not do it. The Bar Hetev in Sivkatan Hei also says, children who play around and dance in the shul, mechala kedushas beis haknesses, and basically you're training them to come to shul for a lollipop, and then when they get older, they come to shul for kugel. Enough, okay. We will continue the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ezras Nashim, should children go to Ezras Nashim? No. Only once to the age of chinuch. I know people who are still 35, I don't think they're up to the age of chinuch yet. But everybody according to their level, you know.
A good safer on that.
Thank you. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'oid tigdal harab azeh shumach shal gamas harabim ba'avoynoy sachmur sanal. your sin is magnified because you're machshel the tzibur in many severe sins. Ki hay tegra damya lebidka demaya. This fight is like a crack in a dam. Metchila huschal ha'avon be'ez anoshim. You know, it starts with a little shmuz arai. And in the end, people gather and they're getting all fired up and it becomes a big controversy. Until the whole shul rises in a conflagration of Amnesin Rabim. Very often it could come to shaming and embarrassing Barabim. And very often in front of a Sefer Torah, Shigam Kain, Avayin Chamra B'fnei Asa, which is also a very severe sin by itself. Ki afilu ha-mevazach haveroi b'fnei Talmid Chacham. Because even if you shame your friend before a Torah sage, Amru Chazal, Shu api koiris, Chazal say you're a heretic, ve'ein lo chelik lo'olam haba. B'chol shekein le-mevazach haveroi b'fnei Sefer Torah. Certainly, if you shame your friend before Sefer Torah, Chavayda Ashchina, Chumash Yukosov, Ke'in Zebetshuvas Mahari Vayal, Simon Kovnamez Ayin Sham, V'lidei HaKois, it could lead to hitting, O Malshinos, V'gode Chol Shem Shemayim Bein Humais, it could cause a desecration of Hashem's name. U'mi Garam L'chol Zeh, what caused all of this? Imloi HaRishayin Shehizchol Ba'aveir Atchila, the first guy that started chattering. V'vadai L'asad Lava Yitel Sachar K'neged Kulam, he will take the punishment for everything. Alkein hayorei b'chor l'dvar Hashem. Therefore, someone who is afraid and fearful for the word of Hashem, yasim tamer eina v'libay lezeh, will always pay attention to this, will always be attentive to this. Shaloi ledaber shum dvarim b'teim v'sekneset v'samedrash. Not to speak any empty chatter in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. You hear this? Ayorei b'chor l'dvar Hashem will not speak Dvarim B'Telem in the shul. We're not talking about davening, in the shul. V'hamakoyim hazeh yeh meyuchad etzloi rak l'tar l'tfilah. The shul should be designated only for learning and for davening, nothing else. She say, what do I do if I get a phone call? How am I supposed to answer and say, I'm in the shul, I can't talk right now? The answer is, that's why you didn't bring the phone into the shul in the first place. How would you even know you got a phone call? Pal, how would you know you got a phone call? Yeah? Let's read those words again. Alkein hayorei v'chorei l'dvar Hashem. Yasim tamer einav v'liboy l'zeh. He'll always be attentive. Shaloi l'daber shum dvarim b'telem v'beis haknesses v'beis hamedrash. V'amakim hazeh yiyam meyuchad etzloi rak l'toira v'letfila. The shul is designated only for davening and learning. Nothing else. Let's see what he brings here. The Ari was careful not even to speak Divrei Musar in the shul, lest it lead to Divrei Chayil. Okay. Let's talk about eating. Now, according to the baseline halacha, you're not allowed to eat and drink in them. You can't adorn yourself. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. You also don't do any work in the shul. What about baking matzos? The Marsham says Yesh Lahater. What about selling svarim? The Ben Ishchai said Mutter. Ah, you're doing it to make money? No, but the buyer is Lutzarich Mitzvah. What about Mechiras Chametz? The Reb Chaim Noah gives a heter. Now, eating and drinking. The Mechaber says you're not to eat and drink. However, let's read a little further. You don't tour them. You don't go into a shul to protect you from the elements. The Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidei Mutar Melechov Lishtos Behem Midoichek. Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to eat in the shul with difficulty. Some say in a base medrash, even shaloi midoichek, it's mutter. So let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein oichlen. Okay, we did that. Sivkat and dal mibnei hachama. V'loy mahani sheyikra ayishne ma'ad v'chnisasa kel kaman. If it's raining or hot, it's not going to help if you go into the shul and learn a pasuk or learn a mishnah. Me'achar shiuchali karnes l'bayi shalcholi natsum echam v'aksham. Because you could enter a different house to protect you from the elements. Unless you were in the middle of learning something outside, and it began to rain, then you can enter the shul so that the rain does not distract you. So right now, according to the Mechaber, only someone who is a licensed Talmid Chacham is allowed to eat in a shul. Then the Mishnah says, let's say the city needs temporarily to feed poor guests, or that they should sleep there, demutter. Some say that's only shuls in chutz la'aretz. Some even answer this. Look in the Shaar HaTzion. Shaar HaTzion says, the Taz, in the name of the Ramban, the way the Beis Yosef brings, gives a heter that Im Hutzruchu Anshe Yair Lefi Shah Lahacha Behem Archem Aniyim, it's mutter. In other words, Utsorech Mitzvah B'Shas HaTchak, you are allowed to eat. This is a Shita of the Ramban. And the reason is because batei kneisiyos and chutz la'aretz are made al tanai. They're made al tanai. Now, apparently, this tanai only helps letzorech mitzvah b'shas hadchak. Now, according to that, that means the Taz who's quoting the Ramban is learning that the tanai works not only when the shul is destroyed, but gam b'yishuvan, not like the mechaber later on. Meaning, the Mechaber later on is strict regarding this. The Mechaber is only lenient for Talmidei Chachamim Midoichek. However, there's a lenient opinion of the Ramban that shuls and chutz la'aretz al tnai hina suyois, and therefore you're allowed to eat in them b'shasad letzorech mitzvah. And when it says the batting sits in Bavel, al tnai asuyois, it's lav davka Bavel. Okay, so this is an important shita of the Ramban. Again, the Mechaber's opinion is eating is only permitted for Tamei Chachamim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, who quotes Shitas Ramban, that it's mutter letzorech lefi sha lahachel behem orchim anim. Now here's the question. But we eat shal shudas in the shul. How are you allowed to do that? Rav Moshe has a tshuva that, you know, people make a tikkun in a shul. Is that a mitzvah or is that rishus? Rav Moshe, there's no mitzvah whatsoever to make tikkun. There is no good deed. You are not contributing anything for the greater Jewish good by making a tikkun. So people say, yeah, you're making people make brachais. Shkayach. Where do you come up with that? That by making people make brachais, that becomes a dvar mitzvah. They're going to make brachas at home. They're going to eat breakfast. Rav Moshe says there is no mitzvah. And says Rav Moshe, the fact that we make tikkun in a shul means the minhag is to be lenient regarding achila. We're going to speak about that more tomorrow. But So far, we've seen the shita of the Mechaber is only Talmidei Chachamim could eat in a shul. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ramban that Letzorech Aniyim B'Shas Hadchak, it's mutter. Let's read to the end of the page, because we've been trying to do a half a page a day, so let's try to keep up with that, and then we'll explore this a little bit more tomorrow. Now, Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to eat and drink. What about sleep? V'adin li shoin d'shari. Talmidei Chachamim would be allowed to sleep as well. Avolas is kapandaria, to make a shortcut, or to be protected from the elements, v'cholhani del kaman, v'chol shekein schoik v'hita v'sicha v'tela, or idle conversation asurim. Da'atu Talmid Chacham, enoi muzar amoira amikdash. What, a Talmid Chacham is not muzar amoira amikdash? He's allowed to eat, he's allowed to drink, he's allowed to sleep. He can't talk about the Israeli elections. So you're saying nobody is allowed to talk about Israeli elections in the shul? No, not nobody. A goyim are allowed to. Goyim are allowed to. If your mother's not Jewish, you could talk about it. But if your mother is Jewish, if you have a bris milah, you can talk about politics or sport in the shul. What if nobody's there? You still can't do it. Midoichak says Mishnah Midoichak. Hainu shahiyam makom dochak la'tamidim votzur lachol sham. Midoichak means the space is tight. There's no room in the dining room, and the Talmid Chacham has to eat there. However, the Magen Avraham says that anoshim haloimdim sham bekvius la'olam shas hadchaku. For somebody who learns in the shul bekvius, it's always a shas hadchak. Dim yitzdorich leilech lechol v'lishtos beveisai bevada yisbatel milimudai. If you're going to have to go home to eat and drink, you're going to definitely become, it's bitul Torah. Avalim ein loimdim beveis haknesses beveis hamedrash. But if you don't eat or drink, if you don't learn in the shul, asurim lecha v'lishtois sham. You're now to eat and drink there. V'chein hiskimu kam achreinu. So the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is a beis haknesses. Are you allowed to eat in a shul? The Mishnah Berurah says no. Unless you're a Talmid Chacham. Or, let's say like this. Let's say I'm not a Talmid Chacham, but I went to shul to learn. And now I'm hungry. So either I go home, or I take out of my pocket a banana or a Danish. Am I allowed to eat in the shul? Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham says yes. Otherwise, if you're going to have to go home, it's Bitul Torah. So now we're talking about a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses. The opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is, ordinarily, you're just hungry. Now you want to eat something. You can't eat in a shul. If you're a Talmid Chacham or you're middle of learning, you could. But then the Ramah brings Yesh Oimrim that a Beis Hamedrash even Shaloi Midoichek Shari. Aye, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Kedushas Beis Hamedrash is greater than a Beis HaKnesses. The Av the Kedushas Beis Hamedrash Chamur Yos Meisling. This is Kila Kamam Simen Kuf Nagim Sif Aleph Sfirolei to Leinian Chachamim VeTalmideim Shaloim Dem Sham Bekvios. The opinion of the Ramah, quoting the Ran, is that regarding Talmid Chachamim and their students that learn there steadily, hitir lahem afilu shaloi midoichek. They allow them to eat even if it's not a matter of not enough space elsewhere. Mishum de Beis HaMedrash hu beisai, because the Beis HaMedrash is like your house. V'lav davcha achilu shtia duadin l'chol tash mishem shari, all needs. And according to that, you'd be allowed to enter Mibnei Hachama into a Beis Medrash. Now, what if someone is not a Talmid Chacham and they want to drink water in a shul? Could they do that? No. No. No, the Bi'ur Halacha says Asur lishtois mayim bebeis haknesses ubeis hamedrash l'mishen Talmid Chacham. However, the Mishnah Berurah says from the Chida, the minhag is to drink water in the Beis HaKnesses. What do they rely on? They rely on batei kneisiyos shebechutz la'aretz al tenai hein asuyin. What about in Eretz Yisrael? You're now to drink water in a shul. However, someone who learns in the Beis HaMedrash, you could, if you're learning in a Beis HaMedrash, you could be makel to drink water. Why? You could consider it l'tzarech mitzvah kedei shel yisbata milimudai. Okay, we're going to try to clarify that more tomorrow regarding what kind of eatings are mutter in a shul. Okay?
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.